Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, I do have to activate the Swifties, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on what side you might be on here. As excitement for Taylor Swift's new album, The Life of a Showgirl, releases Fever Pitch, it seems the singer is turning to the books for inspiration. So just what literary references is Taylor making with her song titles this time round? Swiftie and assistant professor at the School of English in DCU, Dr. Ellen Howley, joins us now to take an academic look at Taylor Swift, the songwriter. Good afternoon, Ellen.
Hi, Fionnuala. I appreciate that you introduced me first as a Swiftie, because that's probably correct.
That's what we all are first, isn't it? Swifties first and then people and other titles second.
100%.
So Taylor is continuing her quest to be the next great American songwriter. And she's studied by the academics now because of her songwriting.
She is. There have been a couple of courses in universities, both in Europe and the US, that have sort of taken her songbook as the basis or a way into kind of canonical literary texts. The Great Gatsby is a text that she references a lot. People have spoken about how the poet Sylvia Plath is an inspiration for her lyrics. So I think that, you know, this idea of maybe a way in for students who are Swifties like us, and to kind of discover then these kind of great literary classics alongside the new life that they're given in one of Taylor Swift's songs.
So now that we have the track list for this new album, who is Taylor referencing this time round?
Well, I mean, the first track, The Fate of Ophelia, is a reference to, well, obviously the caveat to all of this is that none of us have heard any of the songs. We're only going on the titles, really. But Ophelia is a character in Shakespeare's Hamlet. And I think in some ways this is tracing, it goes back to her very first, massive hit, which was Love Story, which sort of references Romeo and Juliet. At that stage, she was the kind of young teenage, romantic, inhabiting this kind of Juliet figure. In more recent years, she's taken up this trope of the quote unquote mad woman. There's a mad woman song on Folklore, on Tortured Poets Department. There's a song called Cassandra, who was the famous kind of prophet in ancient Greece that nobody believed. And now we have the opening of this album, Ophelia, who is, essentially kind of in love with Hamlet, or believes Hamlet's in love with her. But because of the way that he interacts with her during the play, she sort of goes, again, quote unquote, mad herself, and ends up taking her own life within the play. So, you know, what this track means around the fate of Ophelia is quite interesting in and of itself, in the way that we might read that into the albums that have immediately come before, like Tortured Poets Department in particular, I think.
Ruin the Friendship is another song on this new track list, and I suppose it's one that is, needless to say, going to spark a lot of speculation, given the year that Taylor has had with, say, the likes of Blake Lively, longtime friends, Blake having her own issues, needless to say. What do you reckon she could be talking about there?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think with this one, as you mentioned, there was that kind of immediate real world example of the kind of breakdown of this long standing friendship with Blake Lively, only over her own legal battle with Justin Baldoni. In a way, I'm sort of reminded of when she released the album, or the track titles for for Midnights, and in particular Karma, which I think everybody thought would be a kind of Reputation style revenge song, but then it ended up being quite light and fun and funny. So I'm going to hold kind of opinion on that one as to what it could be, really referencing. I haven't had a full chance to listen to the podcast that she just appeared on with her current partner, Travis Kelce, but I know she did say within that the kind of Easter eggs that she places in her songs and in her kind of work in general always relate back to music and not to her personal life. So again, that's why I'm sort of holding back on what Ruin the Friendship might be about. But again, it could be more direct than I'm imagining. So it's hard to know for sure.
I've listened to that podcast, and she didn't get into speculation, needless to say. She talked a lot about making bread. She said after the tour, she's been getting back to the hobbies. You know what? Good for her. Good for her. But this album then is not about her hobbies or making sourdough. It's going to be reflecting on her touring days. She's obviously wrapped up the Eras tour. The title reflects that then, I suppose.
Yeah, I think so. You know, she was on tour from March 2023 to December 2024, 149 3.5-hour shows. So, you know, that alone is a kind of athletic feat. You know, the kind of stamina that that took. She talked about running on a treadmill for 3 hours, singing all the songs. I think in the podcast, she talked a little bit about her recovery from the tour and so on. So I think it's going to be... She said herself this kind of behind the scenes look of what that experience was like. So, you know, what we can gain from the track list is that some of this may relate to that. But I think there'll be one of the things she's quite good at is those kind of references to her own songbook and her previous work that she's put out. So as part of the release on Instagram, there are these kind of deluxe limited CD editions with these kind of subtitles. There's one in particular that's called The Life of a Showgirl. It's frightening. And to me, the image there of her kind of like climbing out of the seats reminds me of that poster for The Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. She's talked before in earlier songs about feeling like a monster on the hill and this kind of tall woman, big person who takes up space. So I'm wondering if that's kind of linking in with her returning to themes about how she understands herself and her place in the world, which is a very kind of literary device, I suppose.
Dr. Ellen Howley, Assistant Professor at DCU's School of English, and a Swiftie, thank you so much for joining us on the line today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.